Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Dr. Andrew Gage, orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist for UPMC Hammett. Dr. Gage, thank you so much for being our guest on this month's edition of Business Spotlight with UPMC Hammett. For the benefit of our listeners, can you describe the path that led you to UPMC Hammett?
Sure. So I'm originally from nearby in Buffalo. I did my medical school training as well as an orthopedic surgery residency up in Buffalo. And then I went out to Brown University in Rhode Island for a year of subspecialty training in sports medicine, after which I was delighted to be offered the opportunity to join UPMC Hammett this year and help out with the growing need for orthopedic care.
What does an orthopedic surgeon specialize in for those of us that do not know?
Orthopedic surgeons are doctors who specialize in the musculoskeletal system, meaning, you know, whatever helps you move, whether it's, you know, bones, joints, ligaments, tendons, and muscles. They help, you know, diagnose what problem you have, perform or prescribe treatments, and assist with the rehabilitation of your injury.
Dr. Gage, can you discuss how orthopedic care can help reduce pain for those that live with bone and joint pain?
So a first step in our process of helping reduce your pain and improve your quality of life will usually begin with hearing what is bothering you, followed by some diagnostic tests, usually an x-ray, which gives us a view of the bone and joint in question. But sometimes we may look at more advanced imaging, such as MRI, CT scans, or nerve conduction studies. And then once we figure out what the cause of the pain is, we can give our recommendations for ways to reduce that pain, whether it's physical therapy, braces, certain medications, or something more involved, such as surgery.
What type of demographics do you see in regards to orthopedic surgery? Does it lean towards older individuals?
We see all people of all ages. Once they start moving around as kids, we see a lot of pediatric injuries. And then going on through their schooling years with a lot of sports injuries, again, moving on towards weekend warriors once we get a little bit older, and even more the elderly population for sports injuries with rotator cuff tears and, you know, knee injuries, as well as, you know, getting into osteoarthritis and joint replacements.
And we're going to discuss the weekend warrior point that you just brought up a little bit more later on in the show. I would imagine that seasonality plays a large role in some of the injuries you treat, especially during the summer and winter months here in Erie.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of the, you know, outdoor weekend warrior, you know, football and soccer injuries in the summer and boating injuries, and then towards the winter, more skiing and, you know, snowmobiling injuries.
Dr. Gage, let's dive now into one of the more extreme measures in your line of work, and that is total joint replacement. When does that become a necessity for a patient?
So total joint replacement is a surgery we do quite often. It's an operation where we take an arthritic joint that's causing you a lot of pain and hurting with your mobility, commonly a hip, a knee, or a shoulder, and replace it with the surfaces of a joint that is metal and plastic. And we start considering that as a treatment option when the cartilage surface starts to wear away and our patients are just having more bad days than good.
Are the demographics of joint replacement starting to vary more due to the advancements in medical technology?
A few years ago, we would say, you know, we wouldn't be replacing a 50-year-old's knee or hip, but the advancements in the types of plastic they use make these last a lot longer these days than they used to. So a hip replacement or a knee replacement at 45 or 50 isn't unheard of these days.
Besides some of the reasons that we've already discussed, what are some of the other ailments that would cause someone to seek the help of an orthopedic surgeon?
So orthopedic surgeons see a wide array of issues dealing with musculoskeletal system. Some reasons why someone might seek out an orthopedic surgeon are things like difficulty performing everyday activities, especially with advancing age, someone suffering from chronic muscle or joint pain, difficulty with range of motions of your joints, and on the other hand, instability of your joints, or just a soft tissue injury that, you know, hasn't improved with rest.
Dr. Gage, by listening to you talk, it sounds like pain tolerance can be a variable that makes diagnosing a patient with a chronic condition a bit more difficult, correct?
Yeah, you know, whether it's they're just worried about finding out what's wrong, or they just don't think that, you know, it could get any better. I think some people avoid it for a little bit too long, but it does become a quality of life issue. And, you know, the pain that you're dealing with, if it can be fixed, would be great to have something done about it, you know?
There has to be a tremendous amount of gratification for you when you can fix a patient's chronic pain issue and get them back to doing what they enjoy.
Yeah, and we love the cases of getting somebody back to playing the sport they love at a young age, or just getting rid of their pain at an older age and having them be more independent.
What are some other common ailments that the orthopedic care specialists at UPMC Hammett treat?
So, yeah, I'm happy to be a part of a great team here. We have some fantastic orthopedic doctors at UPMC Hammett, you know, physical therapists and wonderful staff. We handle everything from injuries like sprains and strains to broken bones and osteoarthritis, most commonly, I would say.
I know that most orthopedic surgeons specialize in a subspecialty. Can you further describe your subspecialty?
Yes, most orthopedic surgeons are choosing to do extra training to subspecialize. So aside from completing training in general orthopedic surgery, I train to subspecialize in sports medicine. And sports medicine specialists train to focus on the shoulder, hip, knee, and elbow disorders. We work closely with sports teams during our training to become an expert in the diagnosis, non-operative treatment, as well as operative treatment, and the rehabilitation of sports-related injuries of people of all ages.
Dr. Gage, in your bio, it mentions that you specialize in anterior hip procedures. Can you tell our listeners about that procedure, and when does it become a necessity?
Yeah, so the anterior hip approach is one thing that I learned in residency and a pretty extensive experience with dealing with total hip replacements. And it's just a different approach to get down to the joint in surgery, that instead of taking a muscle or tendon off in order to get exposure, we're able to move some muscles in between their planes to get down to the area of interest. And that can allow for, you know, less pain and quicker recovery afterwards. But this can be used for, you know, any age demographic for a total hip replacement. In terms of other hip exposures that I've been trained in for my sports fellowship, I also did train a lot in hip arthroscopy, which deals with a younger age demographic for any sort of hip pain, which might deal with some cartilage lesions in the hip from labral tears or just bony deformity that is causing some impingement and causing you pain as well.
Doctor, a lot of sports fans that are my age remember one of the most famous hip injuries, and that was to Bo Jackson, who was in the prime of his career and ended up having to retire from football and eventually couldn't even play baseball anymore due to the injury that resulted in a complete hip replacement. With that in mind, are you seeing young athletes, especially ones that play high-impact sports, developing hip issues?
Yeah, it's really with kids getting down to doing year-round sports and kind of an overuse injury a lot of the time, where they're put in positions that you or I probably couldn't get into with flexibility-wise, and the bony impingement on the hip can hurt some aspects of the joint. I think Bo Jackson had more of a hip dislocation, which might have been a little bit different entity there, but definitely could have been evaluated with the hip arthroscopy.
Can you describe the level of technology at UPMC Hammett that helps them stand alone as the leader in the Erie area in orthopedic care?
I'm certainly lucky to be part of, you know, UPMC, as they are Erie's most experienced facility for sports care. And we provide a full spectrum of services to meet all the community's orthopedic and, you know, physical therapy needs. I think just having a good team in all aspects of your care, from our physical therapists to our athletic trainers that are part of these sports teams, to the great orthopedic surgery team we have here with people of all specialties.
Are there specifics in technology that you feel make your department stand alone in the market?
So I think a lot of our technology, from our, you know, our advanced imaging to the different technology we use in the operating room, is a fantastic way to get the job done right and get it done for these patients that put their trust in us to deal with them in the operating room. So I think that's one way we do standalone.
What are some preventative measures we can all take that, as we age, can lessen the need for orthopedic care?
I think I'll find out sooner or later that aging comes with all sorts of fun, and usually orthopedic care ends up being a part of that. Important things to make a habit of as we get older to avoid needing orthopedic care, I would say, you know, maintaining a balanced diet and healthy weight, staying active with low impact exercises, as well as a proper warm up and stretching when you do some exercises.
Dr. Gage, you had mentioned providing care for sports teams. Is there any team locally right now that you are directly associated with?
So just got starting out here, getting my feet wet. Haven't had a particular team that I'm signed up with yet. One of our sports docs, Dr. Fessler, covers Cathedral Prep, and I've been with him on a few of their games. So looking to expand there shortly.
And that's a good segue into our next question, Dr. Gage. Give our listeners some details about what a sports medicine specialist is.
So a sports medicine specialist is someone who, after finishing their medical school training and orthopedic surgery residency, goes on to continue their training to subspecialize. We use that extra time and training to further our skills in both arthroscopic and open surgery for specific sports injuries. We also spend that time working with athletes throughout the year and treating their injuries non-operatively as well.
And this is a subject that a lot of us sports fans find intriguing. I know as we're watching NFL football on Sunday afternoons, for example, you see a lot of running backs or skill position players go out with ACL injuries. What are some of the common ailments along with that you see working in sports medicine?
Yeah, ACLs are a big part of it, especially in the fall with football and soccer. But it really is pretty all-encompassing of the athlete or any individual, from any sprain or strain of basically any muscle or joint, ligament tears like the ACL in the knee, or tendon tears like the rotator cuff, and also instability issues like after shoulder dislocations.
And sports medicine specialists don't just treat competitive athletes. The care you offer expands beyond that, doesn't it?
Yeah, and basically we deal with any sport injury. Comes down to an injury that, you know, happens to somebody that doesn't necessarily need to be during a sport. You know, you can tear your ACL gardening. So it's not necessarily that we only treat sports injuries or team sports injuries. It's really any sort of injury to the musculoskeletal system.
Even as athletic equipment has improved and evolved, the frequency of common sports injuries, we'll use the ACL and MCL tears as an example again, have seemed to increase. What do you attribute that to?
I think it's multifactored there. I think that there is just such a higher participation in sports now, especially from an earlier age. On top of specializing in a single sport at an early age as well, can lead to a higher risk of injury throughout the year with this single sport specialization, and really, you know, working hard at one sport that you could get a higher injury from that.
When an athlete has a major sports injury repaired, let's say a quarterback or a pitcher with a torn labrum or a pitcher that gets Tommy John surgery, do you see and treat a higher rate of reoccurrence of that same injury in these athletes?
Yeah, it can be something that they, you know, have a recurrence of later on. You know, if you tear your ACL, you are more likely to tear the ACL again, and also more likely than the general population to have your other ACL torn. And that's just, you know, from the data that we have. On top of the shoulder pain, you know, with the labral tears or, you know, rotator cuff, just having it treated doesn't get you out of the woods in the future. I think with proper rehabilitation afterwards and not getting back to the sport too soon, you have a better chance of not re-injuring the same shoulder, but it's always a possibility.
That's an interesting point you just brought up. Why would an athlete be more susceptible to an injury to, say, the opposite shoulder or the opposite knee when they've suffered those injuries that we've talked about?
It could have been their underlying physiology of their particular knee, that they had an ACL tear on that side, and they have that same physiology on the other side. So it's just they're higher than the general population to, you know, suffer the same injury on the other side of their body.
Can overcompensation during rehab contribute to injuring the opposite leg or shoulder, for example?
Again, with the ACLs, and you were mentioning, repeat injury and recurrences, we're doing a lot more now in terms of preventative measures for ACL tears, in terms of, you know, getting education out to teams, especially basketball players, with, you know, proper landing mechanics when you're coming down from a jump or a layup, to help prevent ACL tears, especially muscle training and therapy exercises to help your leg muscles, so you have a decreased chance of an ACL tear as well in soccer. So we are trying to prevent these injuries from occurring as well.
Dr. Gage, we mentioned we were going to come back to discussing quote-unquote weekend warriors, so we'll do that now. What are some preventative measures that weekend warriors or industrial athletes, as they can sometimes be referred to, can take to prevent injury when it comes to working out and staying healthy?
Yeah, so aside from, you know, refraining from the egg cart challenge or whatever's trending these days, there's a few things that they can probably do and mirror what we should all be doing in our regular routines. Again, stretching and warming up are very important for these weekend warriors. They should be staying hydrated, making sure they're wearing the proper safety equipment, and not pushing through the pain if you do get injured.
Can you discuss the sports medicine specialists at UPMC Hammett and give our listeners some insight as to why the level of care you offer stands alone as the leaders in the Erie area?
So we have a fantastic staff here taking care of patients. Again, you know, orthopedic surgeons, the physical therapists, and the athletic trainers. Our surgeons that we have here have a wide array of specializations that assist in any sort of care you'll need, including upper extremity specialists, sports medicine, foot and ankle, trauma, joints, and general orthopedics. And we work together as a team to make sure you're getting the best care possible.
Dr. Gage, as we've spoke to so many of your UPMC colleagues on this Business Spotlight program, the one common denominator, whether it's a heart surgeon or a trauma specialist or an athletic trainer, has been the access to the UPMC network throughout Western Pennsylvania. That has to be a great thing for you in sports medicine, because you can talk to somebody at one of the Pittsburgh hospitals that can give you some information on a treatment here at UPMC Hammett involving sports medicine.
Yeah, it's great to be part of that network. Anything that seems out of the ordinary, there's somebody that has seen it and specialized in that particular injury and can always lend an opinion or a helping hand for taking care of that patient.
Doctor, we would be remiss if we didn't discuss COVID-19 causing individuals to be hesitant to take that first step to go see a specialist when they're in pain. I would imagine that you would strongly encourage them and let them know that it's safe to come see you and to make that appointment to come to your office so they can get treatment for what ails them.
You know, our office is very safe. Everybody here wears masks, and we have everybody wear masks that come in, as well as, most of our staff is vaccinated. So I don't think that there's any sort of issues in coming in here to get evaluated. And again, dealing with the pain and quality of life issues, to not put that off and to, you know, get it evaluated whenever you're able to. Just finding out what the cause of the pain is the most important first step, and that's something we can help you out with if you come in and see us. And just finding out what the first few steps are to help decrease the pain or fix the problem in general.
Dr. Gage, thanks again for being in the Business Spotlight today. Any final thoughts on this topic or how someone might be able to reach you to help with a pain issue that they're living with?
Yeah, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. Nothing more really to add, but just to reiterate the importance of staying active at any age. And if you do have any issues, don't hesitate to reach out. I think more information can be found on our website, or you can give our office a call.
And we thank orthopedic surgeon Dr. Andrew Gage for being our guest on this week's edition of Business Spotlight featuring UPMC Hammett. For more information or to reach out to the sports medicine and orthopedic practice of Dr. Gage, call 814-877-9100. Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Dr. Ralph Ford, Chancellor at Penn State Barron, is in the Business Spotlight.